This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Idea Success with Sylvia, the place you need to be for the next hour for information and inspiration to turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact.
And if you want to get your ideas or you want to help others get theirs into action, you're in the right place for the next 60 minutes. If you need to get out of your head and get things done, then stay tuned for the next hour. Hi, I'm Sylvia Henderson, the maven of implementation, and I'm honored that you've chosen to spend your most valuable resource in your life, your time, with me today. This show is about ideas, getting, clarifying, implementing, and supporting ideas. I interview people who've put ideas into action, realized their dreams, achieved their goals, and followed through with their intentions to bring you best practices you can use right away to actively create your own success. And I interview experts in a wide range of fields who are resources for you to call on to make an income and an impact with your ideas. And today, my guest is kind of someone who's done both, put a lot of ideas into action because he's got a bazillion of them, and he's also an expert who can help you get your ideas out there, too. So my guest is Roberta Candelaria. Roberta, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Sylvia.
And so the first thing, you know, the first thing I ask everybody is, so how did you get to this point? Why should we be listening to you? What ideas got you here and that you implemented that you're focusing now on? Well, one of the things, crowdfunding, but like you say, we might talk about anything.
Yeah, who knows what we'll talk about today, but, you know, the reason I'm here is because at the end of the day, I'm a dreamer. Just like yourself, you know, I'm a dreamer. And I like to say that, you know, while we've got the official bios and all of that, I tell people that at the end of the day, I'm an uncle, I'm a dreamer, and I'm a Disney kid at heart. And it is my role as an uncle and as a dreamer and someone that can go out and dream, but not only dream, but actually do, that has allowed me to be here today. Because I think so many people come up with so many ideas and they never actually go out and do the work to implement them. And I'm just one of those crazy people that believes that if I have a dream that it can actually be achieved, and I may not know how I'm going to achieve it. And I've, you know, fell down a few times along the way. I mean, I was on a call the other night with somebody, Danielle Winningham was her name. And she was just like, as many times as you've fallen, it sounds like you could use some plastic surgery. And I said, you know, I feel like that sometimes. But, you know, I've had several businesses, and the first few were complete failures. My first business was actually started because my mom believed in me, and my mom gave me a $5,000 loan to start my business, and it was one of those, I promise if you do this, I'm gonna pay you back, it's going to work, it didn't work. And then I went back to mom for business number two a couple years later, and you know, thankfully she invested in me again and that one worked, but there's been a lot of ups and downs along the way. And I realized the value of coaching along the way and finding the right mentors and finding coaches and mentors that were still practicing their craft, not just teaching what was used 3 or 5 years ago. And so that's why I'm here. And the other reason I'm here is because you and I met, and we had a great time. We realized we knew a lot of similar people, and we both realized by working with people in both of our careers, you know, with working with the Fortune 50 and working with the Fortune 10, that as you go out and you build these relationships with people, it not only leads to being able to implement your dream or your idea or your business, but it leads to being able to get it funded. And in that case, I'm here because in the sponsorship world, I've been able to work with BMW, Dell, Disney, State Farm Insurance, Zappos, and in the crowdfunding world, I've had many clients go out and raise really big dollars on Kickstarter and Indiegogo and CrowdRise, and I've even, you know, been on startups.co, been doing webinars for them, and I'm about to be doing a monthly column for them on crowdfunding and sponsorship. And so I'm also here because I've learned how to not only fund my dreams, but teach other people to fund their dreams with other people's money.
So as you're, so listeners who have ideas and they think about funding them, and of course, a lot of people I run into think about the traditional stuff. Oh, I need to go get a loan from a bank or that kind of thing. And of course, they can't get it because banks don't usually bank on new ideas and individuals that say, hey, I got this idea for business. So and a lot of folks I deal with, their parents aren't exactly, and family aren't exactly forthcoming with help. So, you know, so that avenue is closed. And so you just mentioned the two things, sponsorship, which I hadn't thought of asking you about, and crowdfunding. So I want to kind of hit each of those, you know, in different segments of the program. Which one do you want to tackle first?
Well, you know, I say we can tackle both together throughout the show. And the reason why I say that is when people think of crowdfunding, or even some people that think of sponsorship, they automatically think of, especially in the sponsorship, they're like, oh, well, that's just for major nonprofits, Sylvia, or that's for, you know, for the big celebrities. That's not for me. Well, I got to tell you, if it were just for the major nonprofits, then the NFL and the NBA are the two largest nonprofits in the world that I know. They're not. Mm. They're for-profit organizations. And, you know, so their sponsorship is there for us. And it's one of those things that I bring them the two together, because although crowdfunding is a different type of platform, I view it as sponsorship by people as opposed to sponsorship by organizations. And the reason I do that is that some people, as they're building their platform, you know, as you take people from ideas into implementation, one of the things that I'm sure you coach your clients through is that you have to build that platform as you've got that idea. And so as they're building that platform, one of the things, even if they were to go get a traditional loan, like you said, traditional funding is kind of dead these days. I mean, it's out there, but the interest rates are high. The paperwork to get it done is just ridiculous. And then even those people that are trying to get investors, they're giving up too much equity in their company because they're doing it out of sequence. So if they were to wait until they were in revenue, once they went out and did a Series A or they did a 504, they'd be giving up less of their company because they were already in revenue. And so I guess we'll start with crowdfunding, because the way that I look at crowdfunding is, like I said, sponsorship by people. And that what crowdfunding allows us to do is, you know, it's way more than the money, way more than the money. You know, we all know that these days, almost everybody, especially authors and speakers and people coming out with new products, you need a mailing list. I mean, if email marketing is it these days, and they say that your list is your gold, and it's true. Well, if you don't have a list, where do you get one? Well, one of the ways to be able to do that is with crowdfunding. Because on platforms such as Kickstarter and Indiegogo, as people contribute to your campaigns, at the end of it, you get a downloadable CSV file with their name, email address, their phone number, their regular address if you've got to mail them a perk. And so you've used crowdfunding to not only raise money, you've also built a mailing list. And then not only have you built a mailing list, you can potentially get some good PR out of it if you do the campaign right. And a mailing list and demographics and good PR are the great foundations of knowing your demographics. But more importantly, it also shows the viability and the stickability and the market traction of whatever you're trying to do in the marketplace as you lay the foundations for either A, to go get an investor, or B, to work with the Fortune 500 in sponsorship. Then you've got all the demographic information and the track record as well.
Well, when we were first started talking, you mentioned you're a connector, I'm a connector, we meet a lot of people. One of the things I've heard is that in order to even start a crowdfunding campaign, we need to have a good-sized list just to even communicate that we are doing a crowdfunding. So how is that true?
I'm going to agree and also disagree. And what
cool.
I mean is, yes, people have to know about it, but it does not have to be your list. You know, so tying sponsorship and crowdfunding together here, you know, one of the reasons that sponsors will sponsor you is because you have something that they want, and that is access to their target market. So you're kind of the gatekeeper in a way. You've got content and you've got access to the target market that they want because they want access to your tribe. In the very same way, flip the table. It doesn't have to be our list. Just like the sponsor wants access to us and the people that we communicate with, we then reach out to bloggers and we reach out to key social media influencers to let them know about the campaign we're doing so they're promoting our campaign. So it's not our list, but we have bloggers and social media influencers sharing our work, sharing our campaigns that we're doing because their communities already know, love, and trust them and trust what they recommend. And so one of the ways that I have my private clients actually go out and get that, you know, that traction, or even of the students in our online courses, the way that we teach them how to do that is to connect with bloggers ahead of a campaign. Anywhere from 30 to 60 days ahead of a campaign, start reaching out to these bloggers, being like, hey, I'm going to be doing this campaign, da-da-da-da, you know, letting them know what it's about. Could I do a guest blog post, or is there a way that we could maybe do an interview about it? And then in the byline at the very bottom of my interview, could you just put, hey, you know, Sylvia's doing a crowdfunding campaign for this project, and here's the link, as opposed to the link to my regular website. And so then you're using the list and the traffic of somebody else, and you also get the borrowed credibility of their endorsement. And you and I both know it is way better to have somebody else singing your praises than for us to be singing our own praises.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I just experienced that last weekend. I was at a conference and had a wonderful person, colleague, helping me at the conference. And every time I tuned in to when she was talking about me, because she was representing me, and I was like, wow, is that me? Whoa, I do that? So, yeah, you're right. Somebody else talking about you and singing your praises is a lot better.
Exactly. It is. And it's one of those things, and it's just, it's that implied endorsement, especially from bloggers or social media. You know, when they tweet out your campaign, or if somebody posted on their Facebook, or their, you know, a LinkedIn post, or a blogger does a guest blog post about you, it's that implied credibility, where also goes to the sponsorship piece, that when people are just starting out, sometimes they're just like, well, you know, I've never worked with a sponsor, so how did I do this before? It's that implied credibility, that borrowed credibility. You know, somebody that may have never brought a product to market could hire someone as yourself and say, well, you know, I've got Sylvia on my team, and while I may have never brought a product to market personally, I've got Sylvia on my team, and Sylvia has helped this many clients bring their products to market and generated this much in revenue. And while I may have never done a sponsorship campaign or a crowdfunding campaign, Roberto is part of my board of advisors, and I've hired him as a consultant. And, you know, because of that, he's worked with these many Fortune 500 companies. His clients have raised this much money. And then automatically, just by having us associated, there's that credibility factor to what they're doing, because while they may not have done it before, they're surrounded by people that have.
Don't these bloggers and influencers, though, and I'm going to, this is sort of a trick question, but don't these bloggers and influencers get tired, though, of being reached out to and, oh, can I, you know, can you promote my stuff? Can you promote my stuff? I mean, even with the offer of, may I write a guest blog for you?
Well, and I think when people approach it the way that you mentioned it, yes, they do, because there are people that just sit there and just like, hi, promote my thing. Hi, I've got this another great thing. Can you promote it? And they hit them constantly, constantly, constantly. But if you approach them from the viewpoint, and, you know, I'd use you as an example, you'd be like, hey, Sylvia, I'm getting ready to do this campaign here, but I wanted to see is there a way that I could maybe do a guest blog post and just deliver some great value to you and your community? And if it's okay with you, you know, could you put a link to my campaign out there? And you know what? Even if you can't put that link, could I still just deliver value to your community? And as you show them that, yes, you know, we do want the exposure, but as you show them that it's more about serving their community, even if they say no this first time, you continue to build a relationship with them. You know, there's an organization out there, and I know that you've heard of them, and some of the other groups might, some of your listeners might as well, but there's a company out there called Startups.co, so Startups.co, and they are the world's largest startup launch platform with over 13 million members. And I just, you know, I tweet about some stuff that they're doing, and then all of a sudden one day they reached out to me and said, hey, Roberto, will you consider writing an article for us on sponsorship and crowdfunding? And I said, sure, what does that look like? And we started going back and forth, and now starting, you know, May 2015, I'll be writing a monthly article for Startups.co, simply because on Twitter, all I did was delivered value saying, hey, here's some great information from Startups, from Startups.co. I never once asked them to promote me yet, but then they came to me and said, hey, can we promote you? Because they saw that my community saw value in their information, so they figured that their community would now see value in the information I have to offer in regards to sponsorship and crowdfunding.
Ah, okay. You're exactly right. When people find out, oh, you've got a radio show, and then I get the requests, the emails from people I never heard of. Can I be on your show? Can I be on your show? This is what I do. And then I've actually developed it takes about a half hour to 40 minutes to fill it out. I've actually developed an application now. Not that I'm so big and all that, but, you know, the application makes people at least tell me how what they do helps my listeners get their ideas implemented. Because all that, can I be on your show because I've got this great content, that doesn't work. So you're right. Offering content that does help the community, help my community, is what at least gets your foot in the door or gets people to pay attention.
For sure. And you know, it's I wrote a book. And the reason I titled my book Relationships Raise Money is not because it was easy to remember, but because it's true. Because relationships in our business life and in our personal life, relationships are what raise money, and relationships are what make money. You know, if you think about it, the reason I'm here today on your show is because we sat down one day, we were at a conference together, and we sat down and we started talking, and we realized that we had some similar relationships. And because of those relationships had made us both money in business and in life. And then we continued it, and we continued to deliver value to each other. And then by delivering value to each other over the past couple years, you came to me and said, hey, Roberto, you know, could you be on my show? And, but that was just it, is I didn't go like knocking and banging, being like, Sylvia, you've got to let me on. You've got to let me on. You've got to let me on. You came to me and said, hey, you know what? You're consistent and you deliver value, and I can see that you value the relationships that you have in business. Is there a way that you could serve my community? And that same way that you and I worked together and that I work with, you know, so many of my relationships, it's why I wrote Relationships Raise Money, because that is what led me to be successful in sponsorship and crowdfunding both, by building relationships with people and not just going to people when I needed something.
Well, speaking of building relationships, I need to take about a 2-minute break. When we come back, let's launch into some. So what are the resources out there and how do I do what it is we're talking about? So let you noodle on that for a couple minutes and we'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
If you're an entrepreneur or business owner who needs to sort your thoughts out and get things done, then keep listening. This message is for you. You've got to get your ideas out of your head and into action for profit and purpose. Now, Sylvia Henderson and the IdeaSuccessNetwork.com are who you need to help you be in action and turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact. What are you waiting for? If you want to make more money, then end your overthinking and underdoing with Sylvia's Idea Success Notes, tips and strategies for implementing your ideas. There's a bonus thank you gift waiting for you, too. Don't waste another minute. Go to IdeaSuccessNetwork.com, enter your name and email address, and get your bi-monthly Idea Success Notes for moving your ideas into action now.
And we're back, and we're talking about funding your ideas in a couple of different ways. And my guest is Roberto Candelaria. Roberto, we're back. Give a little bit of a pitch about you, what you do, and how people can reach you, and then we'll move on with the content.
Okay, perfect. So, like you said, I'm Roberto, and what I do is I help people fund their dreams with other people's money. So, if you've got a dream, whether you're an author, speaker, entrepreneur, or trying to bring a product to market, and you're looking to find out how to fund that dream so you can either bring it to the marketplace or take your message out into the world in a bigger way, then I want to teach you how to fund your dreams with other people's money. It's actually really kind of cool. So you can find me, the best way is on Twitter at Human Returns. Not Human Remains, but Human Returns. And I know, it's funny. People are just like, Human Remains? I'm like, no, Human Returns. And that comes from my background in the nonprofit world. Or at RobertoCandelaria.com are the two best places to find me. And then also, while we're on the line, if you want to like send us a tweet, like I said, my Twitter handle is Human Returns. If you've got questions, go ahead and tweet them in. A couple of you have actually already been tweeting about the show. So go ahead and send us questions that way. And I love answering listeners' questions.
Cool. And okay, so let's get into some how do I do this stuff here. And since you said we wanted to tackle both at kind of the same time on the show, I'm going to let you start where you want to start with somebody who I walk up to you and say, Roberto, I've got this idea. I've got this idea, whether it's for a business or a product or a cause or anything. And how do I get it funded so that I can get it out into the world?
Okay, perfect. You know, I think the first thing that people need to know, and this is for-profit, non-profit, or need-profit, this applies to you. Oh, yeah. That's my thing. I tell people, for-profit, non-profit, or need-profit, that's who I work with, because there are people that are for-profits, there are people that are non-profits, and there are people that are both for-profits and non-profits that just need some profit because you're tired of being in the red. You're tired of bleeding red and you're ready to get into the black and you want a little bit of profit. Well, you know what? Crowdfunding and sponsorship can help you get there. And I think the first tip that applies to absolutely both of these is to decide what you want to have funded. And I know that sounds silly, but one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make in both sponsorship and crowdfunding both is not having clarity as to what they have want to have funded, but more importantly, why they want to have it funded. You know, Simon Sinek did a great TED Talk called, Start With Why. And, yep. You know, it's one of those things that I believe is so important because Like I said, even if you're not looking at crowdfunding or sponsorship, I see so many business owners saying, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this. And you ask them why, they're like, well, you know, and so people need to know their why. And so what I do is, you know, I work with people whose message is more important than the money. And because their message is so important, they need sponsors and crowdfunding to deliver the funds to help them make that message out into the marketplace and to make that impact. So at the end of the day, what do? Is I help people fund their dreams with other people's money so they can get their message and their mission out there in a bigger way. So okay. I know what's being funded, and I also know why I'm having it funded. And so that's the first thing that I would encourage people to do, whether it be crowdfunding or sponsorship, is to know what you want funded and why. The other thing, and then I guess we'll just go through some crowdfunding tips first while we started with that, is, and the second thing I would do to tell people is, you know, create a dedicated domain for your campaign. And this is something that, as you know, we were talking about at the beginning of the show in terms of guest blog posts or domains or other pieces there. One of the things that I see happen is, you know, all of these websites, whether it be Kickstarter or Indiegogo or any of the other numerous sites out there, there are literally hundreds of crowdfunding sites out there. And then you'll end up with a domain then that's like indiegogo.com/500,000numbers/52letters/ you know, your firstborn's name. And these names just get so long. So one of the things that I really encourage people to do in crowdfunding is to buy a dedicated domain. And so, you know, just for an example here, to say, you know, make that domain, you know, silviuscrowdfundingcampaign.com, or, you know, something that goes along with the theme of the campaign, or have one of your other domains forwarded over to the campaign page. Now, there's a dual purpose to this. Number one is, if you are fortunate enough to end up on a radio show or on live TV, when people say, well, how do people, you know, make a donation to your campaign? You're not going to get there and say, go to indiegogo.com/52weeks, 3 months, 5 days in a partridge in a pear tree. You don't have that much airtime. And so you want to be able to go, hey, you know, if you want to contribute to this campaign, go to silviuscampaign.com or, you know, whatever name you come up with. But you want something easy for the media. So if you end up on a radio show or TV show, it's easy. The other reason you want to do this is then you only have one domain name to remember. And you can share this with your friends. And so you want to keep it short and memorable. And when you keep it short and memorable, what it does is it makes it easy for other people to promote. Because if somebody just came to, well, like I said, we're using your name here, but if somebody came to you and said, hey, Sylvia, could you do this? I'm doing this thing. Could you maybe consider taking a look at it or sharing it on your Facebook or maybe even your LinkedIn or something? Just go to silviuscampaign.com. They're going to remember that. It's short. It's simple. Also, it's something that they probably know how to spell. So you've made it easy for them to promote. And the other
I love that you're saying that, because I am literally right now in the middle of helping somebody with their writing, what they're saying on their campaign. And I think they're using GoFundMe. But I've had to ask this person 3 times now, what was that link again? What was that link again? Because he's using the GoFundMe/whatever it is. And I'm so, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to let him listen to this as soon as we're done.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things just like, yeah, you know, it's 99 cents or $8 or $15 or whatever it costs for a domain these days. But the simplicity and the clarity of it makes it easy to drive traffic there and for you to promote it to other people. The other piece of that puzzle is a long-term business strategy, because even if you decide to unforward that over to your crowdfunding campaign, you can then have it forwarded over to your business. And so let's say I did, you know, mycoolcampaign.com, and mycoolcampaign.com forwarded over to my Indiegogo campaign. Well, any guest blog post I did or any media I got, whether it be local TV or online newspapers or any magazines or anything I did, are all going to have the robertoscampaign.com listed there. And as you know, that's evergreen. Those articles are always out there. So then what I can do is, oh, you know what, my campaign ended. Let me forward Roberto's campaign over to robertocandelaria.com. And so then from now on, I have backlinks to my main website for as long as all these other sites are in existence.
Yep.
And so even if somebody finds out about my campaign 2 years after it's done, as long as I keep that domain alive, I've got a way to keep them going to my website and eventually get them into some of my funnels so they can learn about the work that I do.
Okay, so I've got a dedicated domain, and I figured out my why and what it is I'm having funded. Rather, without giving away all your good stuff, what do I do from here?
Well, of course you need to decide on a platform. You know, my two personal favorites are Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of platforms out there, and there's new platforms popping up every single day. There's even new plugins for WordPress where you can go buy them. There's even some free ones where you can run a crowdfunding campaign on your own website. And while I've been sharing some stuff, I will say right now, this is more of a tell, but please don't go buy a plugin to run your own crowdfunding campaign on your own website. If you had the crowd at your website, you would not be looking for the crowd to fund your dream. So don't go spend money to run something on your website, because people, obviously you don't have the traction at your website, which is why you're looking for more people to help fund this thing. Otherwise, you would have already had it done. So do not run a crowdfunding campaign on your own website. Now, I personally recommend Indiegogo and Kickstarter because they are the two largest. In fact, Indiegogo is the oldest platform out there, and they've both got pros and cons. Yes, like anything, they've both got pros and cons. Do your research as to which platform is best for you. And then after you pick your platform and you write your campaign, you've got the dedicated thing, you know what you're going to fund, you know why you're going to fund it. One of the other biggest mistakes these people make is they'll put a campaign up, and this is why I love these platforms, and they'll do it and they just put a bunch of text. In a day of media, and where we're so caught up with everything that's going on digitally, and we're trying to keep up with things, and literally the average attention span online is less than 7 seconds, when you write 500 paragraphs on Fundly or GoFundMe or all these other sites, people don't read it. They're not reading it all. It's because they've seen it in the news, or they know you, that they're giving you money. So next thing I want to suggest is to produce a great video. Now, by great video, I'm also going to say, don't go into debt for this. Do not go into debt to produce a video. If you've got an iPhone, if you've got a Galaxy, a Droid, whatever the heck you have, do it with that. Keep it simple, people. One of the things that sells online right now is authenticity. Be authentic.
Yes.
Let the people know who you are now, and if they work with you, and this, once again, not only crowdfunding sponsorship, business and life, let people know who you are. Let them see you, because the more they see you, the more they feel you, that's how they can decide if they want to work with you or not. And so that's what I want to see in this video. Like I said, it can be done with your iPhone. So, and in that video, what you want to do is ideally keep it under 2 minutes. I prefer under a minute and a half. And within that first 7 seconds, you need to do something that engages people. And so this entire video is all about sharing with people what you're doing, why you need their help, and how they can help. And realize that how they can help, most people will just say, oh, and contribute now. You know, there's a lot of people that the best help they could do is not the $5 or the $2,500 or the $500 they can give you. The best help that someone might be able to give you is sharing it with their network, because you never know the power of their network and who they have in their network that may be interested in what you're doing. And so one of the things I encourage people to do in their videos is the how they can help us tell people, hey, and you know what, if you can't make a contribution or if this isn't the right campaign for you, will you please consider sharing this with your friends or people that you feel this could benefit? And that is those are the three things that go into a great video. Now, the fourth piece, and like I said, we're doing this all very high level here, but you want some really cool perks. Because at the end of the day, we all want something cool and exciting. We want something new. We want to feel like we're the VIPs. We love to feel special as human beings. And so I want to encourage people to think outside of the box and to come up with some creative perk offerings that they're not going to be able to find anywhere else. And, you know, some of those examples that some of my clients have done is, you know, they've done – I had one client that actually did – a dinner date and said, hey, you know, for $1,500, if you donate $1,500 to our campaign, and then you fly to the city that I live and you pay for your lodging. So you're get this, people. They paid this client $1,500.
That's what I'm thinking.
Plus they still had to fly themselves to the city where he lived. They still had to pay for their hotel. And for that $1,500, what they got to do was the client took them out to I think it ended up being about a 3-hour dinner where the client bought them dinner, and they could pick my client's brain for 3 hours.
Wow. Well. Oh.
Now, when you think about it, there was a lot of expense there. But you see, there are so many different things. You know, maybe it is – you know, Sylvia, for you, you know, how many people would love to be able to pick your brain about how to take their ideas and actually implement them, but feel that they might not be able to afford you, or maybe not even feel that they can't afford you because you work with high level clients, but maybe they feel like, you know what, I'm too intimidated. I can't do this by myself, and I'm too afraid to even ask for help by myself. You know, I can't let somebody know that I need help. And so as an author or as a coach or as a trainer, maybe you offer a group coaching program, or, you know, in your case, Sylvia, Ideas to Implementation, you offer a 4 or 6 week webinar or teleseminar series to help them get their idea into implementation. And then you sell that on the crowdfunding campaign, and then they go through the thing. But also, hello, ladies and gentlemen, sell it, then create it. So you sell this thing as a perk on your crowdfunding campaign, but as long as you record all the end of the sessions, after those 4 or 6 weeks, after people have already paid for it on the crowdfunding campaign, you now have a product that you can sell to the rest of the world.
Yep.
And so the perk of doing it in the crowdfunding campaign is the people actually got to be involved in the Q&A. They got to interact with you. They got to help you build and develop the product and not pay your normal consulting fee that they may have not been able to afford. But this way they got to work with you, and then you also have a product that you can monetize for years to come.
Wow. I hope listeners have just absorbed that, because that right there is – that's a jewel. So what is that? At minute number 40 into the program, fast forward and get this good stuff.
Oh, and then
okay,
I think
my
that...
mind is going. Keep going.
And I think the last thing we'll say about crowdfunding in terms of tips is, you know, like I said with the book title, Relationships Raise Money, is you want to update. Update, update, update. Make sure that you keep your supporters and the people that aren't your supporters yet, so your social media family or people that are just going to your campaign, keep them engaged. So post a campaign update about twice a week, sometimes 3 days a week, and use this to as part of your social media strategy for the campaign. Because then people can see that you are involved and not just there to try to get a bunch of money. And so what do these updates look like? Maybe it's, hey, we hit a goal, or, hey, you know what? Today I want to thank our largest donor. Sylvia was our biggest donor today, and Sylvia's company is, here's her website. And thanks, Sylvia. or, you know, hey, today we had our biggest day in the campaign. We had this many donors. Or, hey, you know what? We've raised this much money, and with this much money, it allows us to start building the product, and this is what it looks like. And just find ways to engage people. And one of the reasons I like to engage people, and I mention people's names in those updates if they're okay with it, is because how much more likely are those people to share your campaign or what they're doing or what you're doing because you took time to say, hey, you know what, Sylvia is our top contributor of the day. Do you think people are going to want to, do you think Sylvia is going to want to let her friends know that she was the top contributor and that she's helping bring something to market? And so she's going to do that. And then other people are also going to go share that because Sylvia did that. And so one of the things about updates is it allows people to, you know, it's the virtual pat on the back that they go then share with people because you gave them that pat on the back.
Well, what's that adage to success breeds success, and everybody likes to be a hero.
And that's just it. It's part of the hero, you know. And it's one of the things I love about crowdfunding is every single person, no matter your age, your gender, your ethnicity, no matter anything, you have the opportunity to be a hero or shero. You have the opportunity to help somebody's dream come true. And more importantly, it also gives other people the opportunity to make your dream come true.
So when you were saying, well, I'm going to go back to the perks just for another second or two, only because that was such a huge idea. So many times I see the perks as being either, I see perks as being, I'll send you one of what it is I'm getting crowdfunded. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. I'm like, okay, well, one, that might be nice. But then I've seen some that go, if you contribute more, I'll send you two. I'm thinking I only need the one. So I'm literally discouraged from contributing more.
Yeah, you know, it's knowing your target market, first of all. And then once you know your target market, it's building something that works for them. So let's say, and ladies and gentlemen, once again, sponsorship crowdfunding here, this next idea and this next tip. And actually, this is also going into general business ideas and products as well. If you don't know your target market and what they want, the best way to find out is to ask. I see too many trainers, too many speakers, too many consultants going out there building courses, building products, building books because they're going to save the world. And everybody that wants to learn about this topic needs this course. Well, I have to tell you what, everybody does not need your course and everybody does not want your course. And I know that's mean, but it's true. I learned that the hard way because I used to build courses just saying, oh my gosh, everybody needs to know this about sponsorship or everybody needs to know this about crowdfunding. And then I do it. People are like, okay, that was great. But what I really want to know is, and then they gave me all these questions and answers. So the five tips that we shared on crowdfunding, do you think those are the five tips that I used to start with? No, not at all. Where that came from was by asking people on Twitter, hey, I'm going to do a webinar on crowdfunding. What do you want to know? And people could tweet me back telling me what they wanted to know about on my webinars. And so I built my webinars based on those answers. Now that I have a mailing list, when I'm going to build a new course, I go to them. In fact, once a year I do a survey to my mailing list, and it's usually around September. I do a survey to my mailing list and say, hey, thanks for sticking around with me again, and we're back here to September, and got a quick survey. And in that survey, all I ask is, you know, I ask gender, I ask age range, and this is an anonymous thing. I use SurveyMonkey. I, you know, ask their gender, ask their age range. I ask if they purchased a product from me. I ask what they think I teach and put a bunch of topics. I put what they'd like me to teach, and then how they would like to receive that training material And then I've got, you know, DVDs, CDs, downloadable MP4s, MP3s, online courses, and list a bunch of stuff. And then we build everything based on the results of the survey. And so if I know they want to learn about sponsorship, then everybody that replied and said they want to learn about sponsorship, we'll send back a nervous survey and say, hey, what questions do you have about sponsorship? I'm going to do a live webinar, and I'd love to answer your questions. What questions do you have? Why would we go build something for our target markets not knowing what it is that they want to learn? Mm. You know, for somebody to say, and you know, I'm just going to use me as an example here, but, you know, or in actually you and me both, Sylvia, you know, for somebody to say, Roberto, I want to learn about sponsorship, or Sylvia, I want to learn about implementing. That's pretty vague.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a wide range.
Because we don't know, in my case, I don't know, well, do they even know what sponsorship is? So how am I going to teach them about a proposal if they don't know what sponsorship is and they don't have a set foundation? And how are you going to teach them to implement if you don't know what it is they want to implement? Because a product implementation is different than a coaching practice or becoming a speaker implementation.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we need to take the time to ask these questions. So going back to the perks, I go on rabbit trails, as you've noticed, but I always come back to the point. So going back to the perks here, one of the things you may want to do or consider is, you know, putting out on Twitter or your Facebook, hey, guys, I've got something new coming and new ways to deliver value to you and new ways to serve you. Could you take this quick, you know, five-question survey for me and just do a free survey on SurveyMonkey? It doesn't cost you a thing. And then ask, you know, what type of perks they would like, what they like about what you do, and just come up with five questions. So as you build your campaign, once again, sponsorship or crowdfunding, you know who that market is and what it is that they want as a perk or as a benefit. So as you create it, you're creating something that people actually want, not what you think that they want. Because I can tell you what I've thought customers have wanted in the past and what they wanted were two different things. And I've had people do the same thing to me. They're like, Roberto, if you buy this, this is going to change the way that you do business. I'm like, yes, it is, and not in the way that I want it to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Talk about market research in a manageable way. Love that idea.
Yeah, and so, you know, and then, you know, being able to take, you know, I think, Sylvia, we're going to have to do another interview another day to do one on sponsorship, because I'm like, I'm sitting here and we're talking about all this crowdfunding stuff and some sponsorship stuff, but I was like, wow, I could teach another 3 hours on sponsorship too.
I am not surprised. I'm not surprised, and don't worry about going over a little bit. I purposely schedule a little bit over, but you know, you're right. We can't do 2 hours. Because the natural question I was going to ask you in the middle of all this was, so what is the difference between sponsorship and crowdfunding?
So, you know, the difference is like I say, it's sponsorship by people as opposed to sponsorship by corporations. You know, I use crowdfunding as a way to help people build their platform to be ready for sponsorship, because not everybody has the platform that you have, Sylvia. They don't have a successful track record in corporate America. They don't have the clients. They don't have the results that you yourself have gotten. And they sit here and say, well, you know what? Gosh, Roberto, I'm just one person, and I don't have any clients yet, and I don't have any results. But, you know, why would somebody give me money? Because and, you know, that we as entrepreneurs, or actually I think just as human beings too, we sometimes come up with these self-defeating thoughts or have this negative internal dialogue that keeps us from moving forward, because it is natural for us to tell ourselves that we can't do something or why someone would want to support us in doing it. And so the crowdfunding helps us build that platform to get ready for the big money, as I like to call it. You know, sponsorshipers, the $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 checks, where crowdfunding is a bunch of people contributing, you know, $25 here, $100 there, $1,000 here, $5 here. And so I say that crowdfunding helps get the product to market. It helps monetize it. It helps you do the market research so that when you go for the big money from a sponsorship, you've got the track record, you've got the mailing list, you've got the press, and you've got the the sellability, the market viability of whatever it is you're doing, whether it's you as an individual or as a product. You've got the viability that there is traction with the product. So when you go to a sponsor, you can show the track record and also have the demographic information as to who it is that you're actually reaching.
So when you're helping people, you talk about my clients, my my webinars, and the other things you said. When you're helping people, what are you doing? Do you actually this is more time to pitch yourself too, or to talk, promote what you do. But what are you doing to help people? I mean, are you? I've got an idea, so I come to you and I say, Roberto, help me. What does that look like?
You know, it looks different ways for different people. You know, one of the things that I find is, and my friend Danielle Winningham said this, she said, you know, there is not a money problem. There's a knowledge problem. And that there, you know, she just retired as a vice president for a Fortune 10 bank. And she said, you know, in my 16 years with this organization, I never got called into the war room saying there's a money shortage. There's a money shortage. It was always somebody didn't hit a button or a bunch of other things happened. But it was never a, oh, my gosh, Chase is running out of money. We're going to have to close down. There's no more money. She's like, so there's never a money problem. It's a lack of knowledge problem. And so what I find is that when most people come to me, it's that they just don't have the knowledge of crowdfunding or sponsorship. And so the best things that we do is we actually start people with my book, either Relationship Trace Money, or put them into one of our free webinars. And I'll make sure that we get you those links, Sylvia, for webinars. And then we also have online courses for both sponsorship and crowdfunding that teach people the step-by-step of how to do it. So from A to Z, you know, in crowdfunding, you know, from A to Z, I teach them how to crowdfund their dream the right way and do it right away. Because sometimes one or two costly mistakes, even in, as you know, the implementation of a product or anything, can cost you a lot of money in the long run. So we teach them how to do it the right way the first time. And in my online course, The Sponsorship Roadmap, what we do is we teach people the roadmap of sponsorship that's let me go out and work with, like I said, BMW, Dell, Disney, Zappos, State Farm, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and I could just keep naming brands. You know, my clients have worked with Disney and Kind Bars and White House Black Market and Microsoft and Skype and Vocus. And what we do is we teach that roadmap because what I find is sponsorship is a skill set. It's just like anything else you've done in life. If you are willing to learn, you can learn sponsorship. And so I enjoy teaching people. Now, there are the private clients that I work with year-round where we help write their sponsorship strategy. Or for those that are doing online courses, we help them figure out what that course looks like and how to monetize their business online, how to start doing their own webinars so they can have an income stream online and be making minimum five figures a month online. And so the conversation's different for each individual, but it all starts with being able to take the time and build that relationship to find out what it is that they need. And that's one of the reasons when you approached me to do your show, I was so ecstatic and, you know, enthusiastic about doing it because I know that you're the same way, that you want to make sure that when you work with somebody that you completely over-deliver and you don't just take anybody on. And so you take the time to get to know them. And you would rather say, you know, it's not the best fit right now, or here's a product that could help you a little bit better to be ready to work with me, than to take somebody's money and know that you can't over-deliver for them. And that's one of the reasons I was so ecstatic to be on your show with you, because I think the exact same way. We want to make sure that people have the foundation, which is why we've created books and online courses. We've both done that to serve people. So if they want to work with us, there's the option. But we also know and believe that people just need the knowledge. And if we give them the knowledge, they can learn the skill set and that they will go do it.
And refer people to, like, you're right. I've finally over the years said, okay, I need you to be at this point in order to really help you. But I know somebody else who can help you get to that point, you know, and then – And then come back to me. I know a lot of time I don't deal with mindset that much. I mean, I deal with mindset stuff a little bit, but I know a lot of times people are stuck even getting started with their idea, and the idea doesn't have to be some brand new product. It could be an improvement on something or just a new service they're adding to their business. But sometimes they're stuck with something that I really don't deal with because I'm not a life coach. I'm a business coach. And so I'll refer people to life coaches who I know, who I trust, and I would go to myself to get them ready and get unstuck and then move on to work with me. And I know you and all your connections, you do the same thing. If they're not ready for you, here's who you can go to in order to get ready. I mean, you did that with me when we were at the conference.
Yeah, and you know, that's just one of the things is I think people, and so once again, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what line of work you're in, I think people respect you and will refer you that much more when you say, you know what, I'm just not the best fit right now, but here's somebody who is. You know, might they be hurt at first that they can't work with you or that, you know, yeah, they might. But I think the conversation is a lot harder for us as business people to feel like, oh my gosh, I have to turn somebody down. And I don't like being turned down. So I don't like turning people down because I don't want to feel that I'm rejecting somebody. And then what if they don't like me anymore? 9 times out of 10, I can tell you that the person is going to respect you that much more because you saved their 2 most valuable resources. Number one,
time and money.
Their time. You saved the resource of their time. And number two, the resource of their money that they work so hard for, that they use their time to earn. So you saved their 2 most valuable resources, their time and money, by making a referral to them. And that is one of the most amazing things I believe that you can do, is build the relationship by helping them find the best fit for them, even if that's not you.
Yep. Yep. So what haven't I asked you that you want to leave listeners with knowing about anything?
About anything, I will say this, you know, whether it be sponsorship or crowdfunding or any other way of funding your business, what I want you to know is that at the end of the day, you were put here on this earth with a message, with a mission, with a vision, maybe a product that you needed to get out into the world. And you alone are the only person that can get it out there. And so I encourage you to be not just a dreamer, but a doer. And so, you know, put in a little bit of elbow grease, get dirty if you have to, but make your dreams come true, because you never know the ripple effect. You never know who you're going to help or who you're going to inspire, because you did what you were put on this earth to do. And then the second thing I would say is invest in yourself. Whether that be with Sylvia, if she's the right fit, or anybody else, invest in yourself in coaching. I have spent so many dollars, I won't tell you, it's embarrassing sometimes, on coaching and mentoring. But every year my business grows because of coaching and because of mentoring. Believe in yourself, invest in yourself, because sometimes the two right brains are better than just your brain. So find that right coach, find that right mentor that can help take you to the next level. And then from there, that next coach, because every year I write some decent checks on coaching and mentoring, but every year my business grows. So as you know what it is that you want to do and why you're doing it, find somebody that can help you on that journey to get it out there and to help you grow it. So as Sylvia says, you can make your impact and make your income at the same time.
And, you know, adding to that, find a coach or mentor. One of the things I tell people is whether you choose me, you know, whether you choose Roberto, whether you choose anybody, ask that person you're considering what they're doing for coaching themselves. You know, who's their coach? What are they doing to improve themselves? Because to me, if you're not walking the walk, is it walking the walk or walking the talk or whatever it is, if you're not... If you're a coach and you're not getting coached, I guess why should I come to you? So now that adds to what you were just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, find somebody who's always learning. I'm always learning in sponsorship. I continue to go to conferences. I continue to practice it in my own business. And the same with crowdfunding, the same with, you know, now that I'm doing online product strategy and webinars and doing my own online stuff, I've got my own mentors. In fact, you and I share a mutual mentor. You know, we're always learning. We have to continue to learn, because how else can we teach? How else can we share with people how to take their business forward if we're not constantly learning to take our business forward?
Yes. Well, I guess, oh, man, the time goes fast. I think, what was it, when we were at the conference together, we were talking for, quite a while. Unfortunately, I need to bring this conversation. Need to bring this conversation to a close, and to thank you so much for taking your hour, a little more, to spend the time to share with my listeners, your listeners, because you'll be spreading the word around too. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. And with that, I will see or talk to everyone next time, and I invite everybody to make a great day.
That wraps up another hour of Ideas Success with Sylvia, with information and inspiration to turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact. Join me next week, same dot time, same dot channel, same dot number, for another episode of Ideas Success with Sylvia.